I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. We are here to wrap up the January Draft Dudes mock draft with the final 10 picks. Somehow we messed up the math and we wind up doing 12 yesterday, so we only have 10 on tap for today, but we'll make them count. You can always count on us making those picks count since we're making the picks. Kyle, welcome to this Thursday show.
God, we're so stupid.
I said it
we
at the beginning,
so
right?
We are so stupid. Guaranteed we were going to screw this up. We were doomed to fail. We're football guys, not analytics guys. Don't ask us to do math.
Do you remember at the beginning of yesterday's show when I was like, you know, I think we're going to do 11, 12. I don't know. I couldn't figure it
out. Yes, yes.
And then we still.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
So, do you want to talk about bowl pick'em or no?
You can keep talking. I have to cough, so I'm going to mute my microphone here if you want to go ahead and gloat a little bit.
Just beat Kyle in the bowl pick'em this year, number one on the TDN staff, and we did have 13 people that beat all of our staff. But
yeah, so you should shut the hell up then.
I think the important thing here is that we need to give this like 30 seconds. The scenario was this, because it's based on confidence points.
Which I screwed up. There's no way I should have 35 confidence points on the Natty.
But you did, and you set yourself up. You set yourself up. If Kyle picked the Natty correctly, he wins the TDN staff.
And what did I pick on Locked On NFL Draft?
Clemson. Who did you pick before the season? Clemson.
Clemson.
And then what did you do right before kickoff, Kyle?
It was a calculated bet. Because at the end of the day, if I don't beat you, but I give an extra 8 people a chance to win a t-shirt.
Oh, please.
I don't give a shit. I don't care. You're sitting here thinking that I'm all offended and hurt that I lost to you in the pick'em. But really, my satisfaction is going on the air and picking the winner of the game. And then if I hedge my bet and I take the favored bet in the majority, when my only fault and sin was I put too many confidence points on the Natty, then so be it.
You pulled that angle right there?
No, that's how I viewed it.
All right.
I wasn't sitting here I really wasn't sitting there. You know, I joked with you that I was going to text you two minutes before kickoff and let you know who I decided.
And you did.
I did. But I had set every single bowl pick'em or every bowl pick before the first bowl started on December 15th, and I did not change a single pick.
Same. I did the same thing.
So if I sat there and hemmed and hawed about it, maybe I would have changed it to Clemson, but I really didn't care that much.
You know, Kyle,
I picked it right on the air.
You did. You did. And then you picked it wrong in the contest.
It's okay. We picked a winner yesterday, but we haven't picked it as we're recording yet of the 13 people. So somebody's getting a TDN t-shirt, which we're really stoked about. People keep asking, yo, you guys going to start selling this stuff or are you just going to keep it to yourselves? Well, somebody's getting one now.
Yeah.
We just don't know who it is yet. But when you listen, we will have known who it is.
Shall we?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome back to the January Draft Dudes 2019 NFL Mock Draft. The Houston Texans are now on the clock, and the card is in. With the 23rd pick, the Houston Texans select West Virginia offensive tackle Yadni Cajuste. Because the Texans' offensive tackles are trash. So we need to amend this situation before Deshaun Watson gets broken in half again. Yadni Cajuste, athletic big guy for Morgantown, West Virginia. Big, long arms, very stout, a lot of functional strength. He's pretty nimble and mobile when you get him out in the open field. I think he's a pretty scheme-diverse player, as a matter of fact, too. And you get a mobile guy back there in Deshaun Watson – A lot of times that helps your offensive tackles, because if they get beat, he can make the first guy miss. He can't make five guys miss, which is what the Texans are giving him to work with. So let's give him one less guy to worry about making miss and draft Yadi Kajust.
All right. I'm in the wrong cell here. Okay, so I'm up here with the Oakland Raiders. This is actually...
out of my cell.
I'm sorry about that. I said that already. I'm on here with the Raiders. I get to be Mike Mayock, but we just learned this week that Mike Mayock does not have final say in personnel, and so he's just the GM by title.
Of course.
Would we have expected anything different under a John Gruden-led team with his $100 million contract? All right, so I've got the Raiders from the Chicago Bears. Good pick, Khalil Mack, for the Bears, by the way. And for the Raiders, we went with you went with Brian Burns, the edge rusher from Florida State at number four. So this is their second of three first-round picks. And I think it's time to address the secondary and get us a corner opposite of Garyon Conley to work with. I know that, that Paul Gunther has typically had a lot of top-flight cornerbacks, a lot of investments at cornerback. And so this could be something I can see him getting with one of these picks. And so I'm going to go with DeAndre Baker, the Georgia cornerback.
You dog.
Yeah, he's a pesky dude, man. He's got good ball skills. He really excels in zone. And, if they're going to do cover two, cover three type stuff, I think Baker's going to be a really nice fit. And I think he's his competitive. The way he competes, man, I just love that, right? Like guys that don't like to not win every rep, and you get that sense from DeAndre Baker. Really good ball skills, really good zone skills. So DeAndre Baker to the Raiders with their second first-round pick.
Okay, so the Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock with the 25th pick. And I have a controversial pick here, Jill.
All right.
Because I'm looking up and down, right? I don't see anybody I love at left tackle. Cody Ford's gone. Yanni Gajus just went to the Texans. David Edwards is a right tackle. So I'm not going to force the pick at offensive tackle, even though I would like to address that position. I look at the cornerback position. Right now, the Eagles are playing Rasul Douglas, Sidney Jones. They have some guys hurt. Jalen Mills is on IR. But I don't really like a lot of the value that I'm seeing here either. So I don't want to force corner either. So I'm going to address a position of need, but it's also a player that's, this is starting to get to the cusp of the draft where I think this is good value for this player. Talking Michigan linebacker Devin Bush. Devin Bush has speed on the second level. And the Eagles already have a lot of this. They have Nigel Bradham on the roster, Jordan Hicks on the roster. But I look at that third linebacker spot, and Nathan Gary's got some reps there. Right now, Kamu Grugler-Hill's getting reps right there. You mean to tell me that Devin Bush wouldn't be an upgrade there? That second level speed playing behind a really stout defensive line, and I could have given some consideration to an interior defensive lineman as well, somebody to play next to Fletcher Cox long term. But I really, really like if you get the identity of this linebacker group, especially with Jordan Hicks' durability concerns as well. I think this buys the Eagles a lot more flexibility with their personnel on the second level.
All right, Kyle, I am up here with the Colts. But before I give you the Colts pick, I want to tell you about today's sponsor, which is MyBookie. And as you guys know, the NFL playoffs are here, and there is no better time to get in on the action with MyBookie. Don't be that guy sitting around watching these playoff games with your family and friends and not having a rooting interest. Make sure you're ready for the action by signing up with MyBookie today. They pay fast when you win. Ownership really cares about great customer service, and they offer the craziest prop bets. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money during this playoff season, you've got to check out MyBookie. I trust them, but don't take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. Join now, and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a good bankroll to work with this playoff season. Use our promo code LOCKEDON25 when you deposit to activate that offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON25 to claim that 50% deposit bonus. At MyBookie, you play, you win, and you get paid. The Colts pick is coming up right after this. All right, Kyle, time to make a pick here for one of the hottest teams in the NFL. And there's a big part of me that would love to address the safety position for Indianapolis, because they've got a lot of players that play musical chairs back there. A lot of free agents that they have to consider. They've been trying to get something out of Clayton Gathers. Mike Mitchell has flashed, but he's hurt now. And just a lot of contracts that are expiring. And so I don't know that I have a safety that I love for them right now. I took Adderley with the Panthers pick. Deontay Thompson went in the top 10. And so we're going to go back to the offensive side of the football, and we're going to get Andrew Luck a weapon to work with. They have T.Y. Hilton. They have Eric Ebron. But who's the other wide receiver? Who's the guy that's going to win on the boundary, be that go-to guy to move the chains? And I'm going to go with Kelvin Harmon from NC State to be that guy, a player that I believe has blue-chip play strength. Love how
you
he beats.
You suck, man.
You know what? Look, I don't suck. Did I ruin a pick for you or something?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's just too bad. So Harmon can be that go-to alpha to complement T.Y. Hilton and give Luck a couple of pass catchers that can really take this this offense to the next level. So Calvin Harmon to the Colts at pick number 26.
Yeah, I'm real mad online here.
Were you going with that for the Raiders here?
I would have liked to.
Oh, you know what you need to do here.
Yeah, I'm going to take the next wide receiver in line. I'm taking N'Keal Harry. I'm not sure how N'Keal Harry is still on the board here at 27, Joe. Oakland Raiders, soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders. We've addressed the defense with both of their first two picks, Brian Burns in the top five, DeAndre Baker today at 24. Let's get N'Keal Harry. Really, I think he's more dynamic than you give him credit for. Not you, Joe, but the general consensus on him. Size. He's got run after the catch ability. They've played screen game through this guy. Red zone, 50-50 ball down the field. I like him a lot. So this is not a bad consolation prize, but Kelvin Harmon is the name that I had pegged for the Oakland / LA Raiders. But I will gladly take the consolation prize as we start a run on wide receivers here with N'Keal Harry going at 27 to the Raiders.
Kyle, my plan for the Chargers is a little bit taken off the rails because I kind of fallen in love with pegging defensive tackles to them just because of the couple of free agents that they have coming up here in next year and just kind of need to rebuild that. Well, you know what? We don't have a defensive tackle that I want to take. All right. I'm not going to reach for Dexter Lawrence here. I like the idea of giving them a linebacker, but the two best linebackers, the two first-round worthy linebackers, are off the board. And so now I've got to reset the deck here, Kyle, and figure out what I want to do for this team. Good on defense. Let's do this. Let's have some fun here.
There's a player screaming at me. I'm going to see if you take him, though.
I'm going to take him because I thought you were taking him with the last pick. Let's go with an X factor for Phillip Rivers and whoever the future quarterback is for the Los Angeles Chargers. You know, Hunter Henry's injury, really disappointing. Hopefully he can come back strong. He's certainly a player that I get really excited about. Antonio Gates, I mean, good Lord, I don't know how long this guy's going to be able to play. I don't know how he moves. He still finds some production at times, though. But how about Noah Fant here, Kyle?
Mm.
Noah Fant, to give them a guy that's a move piece tight end, if they want to do double tights next year with Hunter Henry, and give them another X factor in the passing game. They're going to lose Tyrell Williams likely in free agency. And I really like the idea of giving a guy with Fant's skill set to Rivers to really maximize what's left in the tank for Rivers and really set things up for the future moving forward. I think there's a lot of creative stuff they can do and really make this offense more dynamic by having a player like Noah Fant in the fray.
It's a good pick, Joe.
Thanks, man.
Like that pick a lot. New England Patriots on the clock with the 29th pick, and Iowa tight ends are going like crazy. TJ Hockenson going to the Patriots at 29. Why? Because Gronk is old. I didn't forget watching him try backpedal there at safety. That athleticism's starting to go, boys. So why not get baby Gronk, TJ Hockenson, to just kind of make this transition super seamless? You're going to have a guy that can play in line, traditional tight end sets, beats the tar out of you on his route stems, is very difficult to cover in the red zone because of his size. Copy all that, paste it on TJ Hockenson. You've got a young version of that same, kind of cut from that same mold in Hockenson and what you have in Gronkowski. Obviously, Gronkowski is one of the greatest of all time because he has such a knack for the big catches, and he is so big and so physical, and that's something that Hockenson can stand to improve upon. but all of the tools are there. And because we've seen the Patriots make the most of a player of this kind of cut, I want to see him get their hands on Hockenson as a football fan, maybe not as a Dolphins fan, but as a football fan. I want to see the Patriots get their chance to break in Hockenson the same way they did Gronkowski.
All right, Kyle, the Los Angeles Rams here at number 30 overall. This is a team that's going to have to make a lot of business decisions coming up with all these talented players. And one thing that's not really working out for them is this cornerback thing. Marcus Peters' contract is about to expire here, and he's been bad this year, Kyle. And Aqib Talib's obviously getting old, and I don't necessarily like the depth in terms of true boundary guys. And so let's go with the very high upside pick here, a player that I'm sure a lot of people are listening to this mock draft and are surprised that he's still on the board. And I'm talking about Greedy Williams from Los Angeles Rams. I did it. He's highly inconsistent, but his traits are really, really nice. And if he can put everything together, I think you got the total package here. And I think it's the right risk for the Rams at this point in the draft to get a guy with his upside. And so Greedy Williams, Los Angeles Rams, number 30. And let's make sure we have a plan in place for the secondary, right? Specifically at corner for the long term here.
Now, do you think that is a pick that, you know, you said you think it's a risk worth taking for the Rams? Don't they need some more stability back there instead of another guy that's going to be up and down?
You're welcome for leaving this player on the board for you with the Chiefs right here.
Oh, you think you know who I'm taking. That's cute.
Yeah, I do.
Kansas City Chiefs 31st in the draft order as things stand right now. We just watched a corner come off the board, and that's okay. Chiefs need defense. I don't know if you knew. But if I look at the secondary for the Chiefs, I do want to upgrade it. I'm just not sure I'm going to take a corner here, Joe. And you can see the board that I have here on the right-hand side, so you know where I'm going with this. Give me Juan Thornhill, safety from Virginia, here to the Chiefs. I follow a couple Chiefs guys who really seem to like Thornhill, think he'd be a good fit. You have Eric Berry at one of these safety positions. The rest of their safety room, Daniel Sorensen, Jordan Lucas, Eric Murray, who was a corner coming out of Minnesota, Ron Parker. I think you could do a lot better than that. And Juan Thornhill, for his experience at cornerback, the play that he's had at safety this year, gives you some flexibility on the back end. And I really like that for the Chiefs. They seem to like some flexibility amongst their personnel. You know, they got golly Chris Jones. They line him up A gap, B gap, every once in a while in the C gap. You got some hybrids here in the linebacker group. Justin Houston obviously is a stand up. Tano Pasino is a guy that's kind of an inside outside guy. Breland Speaks, guy that's an inside outside guy. Let's get that versatility going in the secondary a little bit. Give me Juan Thornhill to the Chiefs at 31.
All right. I am excited that you did that. That's fun. Okay. I've got the final pick in the first round, the Green Bay Packers from the New Orleans Saints. The Saints picked Marcus Davenport for the second year in a row with their first round pick. So hopefully that works out for you. At number 32, the Green Bay Packers. This is an interesting situation. Love to give them a safety. Now I definitely don't have any safeties that I want to take.
Adios.
I'd love to give them an interior offensive lineman as well, but I don't necessarily... Nothing. Not much to work with here. I do like a certain player specifically for this team. Alabama tight end Irv Smith.
I like this.
Yes, for a lot of reasons, right? Like I think you saw how important a player like that was. If we're going to kind of peg Matt LaFleur under the Sean McVay type thing, and you saw how important it was for him to kind of get that tight end with Gerald Everett. And I think this is a way better version of Gerald Everett, a guy that can block, a guy that can get out and run routes, win vertically, create after the catch. I think he's a do-it-all tight end, guy that can be moved, win in line, move flexed out. And I know that they have, you know, Jimmy Graham, but we're not going to let Jimmy Graham stop us for getting Irv Smith and kind of give Aaron Rodgers that true tight end that we've been craving for, right? Like we've always said, if we can get, you know, Aaron Rodgers a tight end, it would really make him way better. And it's like, they can't ever get it right. So I think Irv Smith can finally be that answer that we've been looking for a long time for the Packers and Aaron Rodgers there at the tight end position and really set this Matt LaFleur-led offense up for success.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful pick. He's kind of a sleeper right now, isn't he? Nobody really talks about
Irv. I am not asleep. I am not asleep on Irv Smith.
No,
he's good,
you are
man.
Woke. You
yeah,
are quite
I am woke.
Woke.
Yes.
So, quick recap. I'm going to run through the whole draft summary before we sign off.
Bless him.
Cardinals, Nick Bosa. 49ers, Josh Allen. Jets, Quinnen Williams. Raiders, Brian Burns. Bucks, Jonah Williams. Giants, Dwayne Haskins. Jags, Daniel Jones. Joe made that pick, not me. Detroit Lions, Deontay Thompson. Bills, Ed Oliver. Joe made that pick, not me. Broncos, Cody Ford. Bengals, Devin White. Packers, Cleveland Farrell. Dolphins, Jakai Polite. Falcons, Jeffrey Simmons. Redskins, DK Metcalf. Panthers, Nasir Adderley. Browns, Christian Wilkins. Vikings, Dalton Risner. Titans, Chris Lindstrom. Steelers, Byron Murphy. Seahawks, Raekwon Davis. Ravens, Hollywood Brown. Texans, Yanni Kajust. Raiders, DeAndre Baker. Eagles, Devin Bush. Colts, Kelvin Harmon. Raiders, N'Keal Harry. Chargers, Noah Fant. Patriots, TJ Hockenson. Rams, Greedy Williams. Chiefs, Juan Thornhill. Packers, Irv Smith. Joe, say goodbye for everybody. Before I sign off, I need to catch my breath.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening to the January edition of the Draft Dudes Podcast, Mock Draft.
Thanks so much for tuning in. And thanks again for putting us back in the top 75 on the iTunes sports charts, which we appeared at yesterday. We'd like to get a little higher, so listen to the show. If you're not listening to the show, I don't know how you're listening to me tell you to listen to the show. If you are listening to the show, I need you to tell a friend to listen to the show. Okay, let's branch out here a little bit. Tell your friends. We're going to have a great time. We got Super Show tomorrow. It's going to be a really good time. We're doing East-West Shrine Superlatives with John and Trevor. So come on back, hit subscribe. Kyle Krabs at Grinding the Tape with Joe Marino at the Joe Marino on Twitter. Thanks as always for tuning in to the Draft Dudes Podcast.